This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years. The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to Jordan from December 15 to 16 at the invitation of His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. India and Jordan share strong and steadily expanding economic ties, with India emerging as Jordan's third largest trading partner. Bilateral trade between the two countries is valued at approximately $2.8 billion. More from our correspondent.
Jordan is a key supplier of fertilizers to India, particularly phosphates and potash, which are critical for India's agriculture sector. A flagship example of this cooperation is the Jordan-India Fertilizer Company, a joint venture worth $860 million between India's IFFCO and Jordan's Phosphates Mines Company. The company was established to produce and export phosphoric acid to India, strengthening India's food security framework. In addition, around 15 garment companies of Indian origin, with cumulative investments of nearly $500 million, operate in Jordan's qualified industrial zones. These companies benefit from Jordan's extensive free trade agreements and special trading arrangements with the United States, Europe and the wider Arab region, exporting finished products onto the global markets. Jordan also offers visa on arrival and electronic visa facilities to Indian travelers, further facilitating business and tourism. Jordan is also seen as an important partner in the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC, where it is expected to play a role as a strategic land bridge between the key regional markets. This is Vinod Kumar for Akash News from Amman.
Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the handicrafts industry accounts for exports worth around 50,000 crore rupees and is expected to grow 1 lakh crore rupees soon. Mr. Singh said this while inaugurating the third edition of Crafted for the Future event in New Delhi. He said that the youth today understands the traditional craft and are presenting contemporary products that are relevant to global audiences. The minister added that the government has partnered with 100 artisans under the hub and scope model to export handicrafts products across the world. In West Bengal, the additional chief electoral officer, Mr. Arindam Niyogi, has said that more than 31 lakh people may be called for hearing the claims and objection phase of the SIR process. More than 58 lakh enumeration forms have been identified as uncollectible in the state. Special role observers are touring the states for cross-check of submitted enumeration forms and other related SIR process. Delhi government's Director of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes up to 9 and 11 in hybrid mode after Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, as the air quality index neared the severe plus mark at 450. This order was issued in compliance with the restriction imposed by the CAQM under Stage 4 of GRAP in the national capital. All heads of schools have been directed to disseminate this information to the parents and guardians of the students immediately. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai last evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. India will face Hong Kong in the summit clash today. In men's cricket, India and South Africa head into the third T20 International in Dharamshala today with a 5-match series currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. With the third T20I set at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium, both teams go into this match with momentum swings and plenty to prove. And that is the end of this news bulletin.